AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Reverend Al Sharpton says Jesse Jackson is an American icon.
Jesse Jackson changed American politics. Jesse Jackson changed the civil rights movement. He was a consequential and transformative figure.
His family says Jackson died at his home in Chicago. He was 84. Jesse Jackson was a protege of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and became a leader of the civil rights movement for decades after King was assassinated in 1968. He was also a two-time presidential candidate. Lawmakers in the White House are offering no signs of a compromise over the holiday weekend in their battle over oversight of the federal immigration officers that led to a pause in funding for the Department of Homeland Security. A partial government shutdown began Saturday after congressional Democrats and President Trump's team failed to reach a deal on legislation to fund the department through September. Police are crediting a Good Samaritan for ending a deadly shooting.
A gunman who opened fire at a Rhode Island youth hockey game, killing two adults and injuring three others, was stopped after a fellow spectator intervened. Pawtucket Police Chief Tina Goncalves.
A Good Samaritan stepped in and interjected in the scene, and that's probably what led to a swift end of this tragic event.
She said the shooter died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot. Goncalves says investigators think the shooting at the Dennis M. Lynch Arena was targeted and may have involved a family dispute. Governor Dan McKee says the state is grieving again after another recent mass shooting. Audio courtesy of WJAR. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Iran announced a temporary closure of the Strait of Hormuz for live-fire military drills. The rare show of force comes as its negotiators held another round of indirect talks with the U.S. over its disputed nuclear program. It was the first time Iran has announced the closure of the key international waterway through which 20% of the world's oil passes. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutal, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are moving lower on Wall Street as traders look over some disappointing profit reports from U.S. companies. The S&P 500 fell 0.8% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 260 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite was 1.2% lower. General Mills fell almost 7%. The maker of Cheerios and other cereals cut its profit forecast for the year and said customers are feeling less confident. Warner Brothers Discovery rose 2.2%. The company gave Paramount Skydance 1 week to provide a best and final offer to buy the company. Paramount is trying to break up a deal Warner already has to be bought by Netflix. Seth Sutel, New York.
William Stevenson, the first husband of former First Lady Jill Biden, pleaded not guilty to charges he killed his current wife in Delaware. Stevenson was married to Jill Biden from 1970 to 1975. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.